The Gemara in Sotah tells us, Kotev Arechu Ba'amida, the Kohanim have to be, when they want to, this is how they should bless the Am, they should be standing, Kotev Arechu B'Lashon HaKodesh, they should be doing it B'Lashon HaKodesh, B'Nisiyot Kapayim, and you need to have Nisiyot Kapayim, etc. So, it's interesting, there's a well-known Teshuvah of Nadav Yudah in Orach Chaim Kama Siman Hey, where the Nadav Yudah basically says, that if a Kohen is unable to stand, he's unable to raise his hands, he's unable or B'Lashon HaKodesh, he is invalidated from participating in performing the Mitzvah of Nisiyat Kapayim. It's based on a Rambam, it's based on a Tosfot, more or less explicit or obvious in their words. Maran Paskins like them as well. It's a famous, well-known Nadav Yudah. The Shvut Yaakov disagrees, and Nadav Yudah shechts him and says he's totally incorrect. The Mishnah Berurah Paskins like the Nadav Yudah. Yalkud Yosef, Halacha Berurah. Everybody Paskins like this. In Yabia Omer, there's a Teshuvah that's based on this. You can start a crusade against Kohanim who don't understand the basic necessities and requirements for performing the mitzvah Nesiyat Kapayim, such as not leaning on anything, making sure that they're standing on their own, such as making sure that their hands are high enough. I started that crusade, okay? Rabbi Cohen and Greyneck actually started it, I just took it on. But you could start a whole crusade about this, and you could put up signs, you can make posters, make websites, and then you can open Yavi Omer Chelek Al Yud Aleph, Orach Chaim Siman Chet, and find out that the entire thing is wrong. Not wrong, but that there's Snifim Lahakel. Rav Avadia says, there's Machloket, the Shavut Yaakov and the Radvaz are the two big mekilim that everybody says no way. The Radbaz says, even if a Kohen's hands are cut off, he's still kasher for Nisiyat Kapayim. The Shavut Yaakov thinks that the Tosfot is wrong, or that you can reread the Rambam. Nadav Yudah got rid of him, and everybody passes like this Nadav Yudah, but you can reread the Rambam, sniff number one. Many disagree and hold like the Shavut Yaakov, sniff number two. The case was, the Kohen needs to stand, and he has to lean on something. He can't stand on his own. He needs a wheelchair, or he needs some sort of crutches. So, leaning, we know that if you can remove the thing that you're leaning on, and you fall, that's not called standing, that's called sitting. So, a person who is leaning on something and putting his entire body on something would not be considered standing for Nisiyat Kapayim. You can find that in Shulchan Aruch and Hilchot Eidut, Bechosh and Yishvat, Siman Yud Zayin. So maybe that requirement is only midrabanan. Meaning, maybe it's only a problem level of the Rabbanan, but anyway, maybe Birkat Kohanim nowadays is only midrabanan because it's outside of the Beit HaMikdash. That's the Shita of the Rav Yaakov Emden, the Abetz. And even if you tell me that, no, you need to be standing on level Deoraita, maybe on the level of Deoraita, leaning on something is still called standing. All these, and anyway, if it's only one Kohen is only Drabanan anyway, it's Kotiv Arechu, Lashon Rabim. You'd have two Kohenim to be Minatorah, one Kohen to be Midrabanan. Needless to say, we don't hold like any of those Sneaking Lakel. We hold that even one Kohen is Deoraita. We hold that leaning is required at the level of Deoraita. We hold that Birkat Kohanim Azmanazah is Deoraita. But Rav Avadia created a Sveik Lahakel against everything. And the Chelek Yudalef of Yabia Omer, he completely contradicts everything that everybody says on Ad Hayom, including himself and including his sons. I don't know when this Teshuvah was written. It's completely soter everything Ad Hayom. And I'm glad that in my moving, I was unable to find my other Svarim, and that's what I opened and found instead. So, Halakha L'maaseh, it's like, this is for everyone else has other problems with like Rav Avadia's two Mekel. This is an opportunity to say that was such a weak teshuvah, how could you write such a thing? But who am I to say that about Rav Avadia? The whole point is that it's a Kohen who, you can't do it otherwise. So, and the only word, the teshuvah is only about standing, if he's incapable of standing. The teshuvah is not about if his hands are not high enough, or if he can't control his hands. And this, most of the snifim only work for the standing thing. So halakha l'maaseh, okay, if a person, let's say, is a rabbi v'shul, or he's a rabbi in a Pesach program. Rabbi Leibowitz had this problem a few years ago. He's a rabbi in a Pesach program, in a shul, and it's lo na'im to tell this 98-year-old Kohen who is going to the Dukhan with his children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, and his great-great-grandchildren. To tell him that you're a pasul for Birkat Kohanim would be very, very lo na'im, and probably halbanat panim berabim, or whatever, which we can talk about why that shouldn't be, but whatever it is, it might be a tremendous, tremendous busha for the guy, or it would be such a downer for him. So okay, so there's alma l'smoch. There's alma l'smoch, but I don't know. I'm not telling you I have an answer, but it's just that it's completely contradicts everything on Hayom. But it was very interesting to find. So v'zeh Hashem, we should be able to employ the halacha based on the knowledge that we have, and it always should be opportunities to share meaningful divrei Torah, whether we know what to do with it or not. Amen, we amen. Maybe there should have been a stronger ending for this, but I just didn't have one prepared. I apologize. Okay.